Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, so what does a guy got to do for you to be this close to sending out naked pictures of your own boyfriend? I mean, currently, this is your boyfriend.
Right.
So what does he got to do? How far does he have to push you in order for you to go ahead and send out those pictures to all of his friends and all of his family?
I'm assuming infidelity has to play some role, right? I mean, right?
I would think so. What's that movie that I always get wrong where she's so torqued up by her dude that she goes out and she sets fire to his car?
Waiting to exhale.
There's that out, like those 24 hours where you're so upset by something that happens in the relationship that if you don't take the cooling off period, anything is possible.
Exactly.
So it could be infidelity we're talking about. What's up, Michelle?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay, great.
All right, so you've got some pictures of a guy you're currently dating?
Yes.
All right, give us the story here.
Okay, well, it's a bit of a messed up story, but basically we were friends for a year and a half, and he was dating someone else. And, things started to get a little bit rocky. She was very controlling, manipulative. Really bad relationship, and I was there for him. And finally, I gave him a shoulder to lean on. We were really close, and he finally got the nerve to break up with her. And so basically, he moved in with me because his lease was up. He didn't have a place. He moved in with me, and we started casually dating. There was, he said there's no commitment, but we had been friends for over a year, and we were really close, and it kind of just turned into something more.
And he was living with you.
Yeah. Okay. It was convenient for both of us. I needed a roommate. He didn't have a place because they had just broken up. And so he moved in with me.
Okay, so you took in this wounded bird or this wounded
right.
animal, and you were trying to heal him, and you guys fell in love with each other while he was moved in with you.
Right.
Okay.
So now he lives with me. We haven't been seeing anyone else, but he definitely made it clear that there was no commitment, and it was kind of just convenient for both of us. Mm-hmm. But now we're obviously a couple. We do everything together.
All right, hold on. We're obviously a couple.
Well, that's what I had thought until a few days ago.
Did you guys ever sit down and have the conversation like, I'm not going to see anybody, you're not going to see anybody, I just want to be with you?
Well, no, not exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, go on.
But, so basically, a few days ago, he just started acting distant. Maybe about 5 days ago, he started acting really distant. He didn't come home one night. And then the next day, he was just really cold to me. And he started telling me, you know, I told you this is no commitment. I told you no strings attached. And I basically found out that he saw his ex-girlfriend again.
Oh.
This is the same one that burned him so badly that he came limping into your house?
Yeah, exactly. She was horrible. She was so controlling. She talked down to him, and it was a really abusive relationship. So now I'm really hurt. I'm assuming, you know, he's cheating on me, and I can't believe that he would go back and get involved with her.
Sure.
I can't even believe it. After all we went through to, you know, to get them to break up, for him to be able to break up with her, yeah. And now he's hanging out with her again.
Here, you saved him. You brought him into your house and you saved him. And this is how he returns your goodwill, by going around and sleeping with his ex. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yeah. And so a few nights ago, he didn't come home. And he had told me, you know, you can't tell me what to do, no strings attached. And he just kept saying the same line over and over. But it's like, he lives with me. How can there be no strings attached, you know? So basically 2 nights ago, I get a text message. I was like, oh, what's this? I opened the text message, and it's a picture of him and his ex-girlfriend in a very sexual position, saying,
no.
Don't tell me what to do.
Oh,
oh well, that changes
tool.
Everything.
What a tool. Yeah.
Yep,
that does change things a little bit.
That changes it.
So it's a very, and your shirt, Sam, your shirt, sir, it's a very graphic picture.
Oh, yes. Very, very graphic.
Okay.
And why was his stuff not on the lawn right after
yeah.
you got that?
I don't know. I'm pretty pissed right now. In fact, I'm so tempted. I just want to send this picture to everyone we know. I want to forward it to his friends and his family. I am just so beside myself. I can't believe that he had the audacity to do this after he broke up with her and I took him in.
So are you, because if you do this, this relationship, this friendship, everything is going to, it's over. You know that, right? So you're ready. You're prepared for that once you send this picture out.
I mean, I don't see how we could still be friends after this. After he screwed me over, he basically made a fool out of me, thinking that, you know, we were something while he's going behind my back and doing this.
So do you have, so you have all the phone numbers of all friends, family, coworkers also, or are you just keeping this exclusive for friends and family?
Well, I didn't think about coworkers, but maybe that's a good idea.
I'm glad I could give that to
yeah.
you.
I'm curious about the living status. So his stuff is still at your place.
Right.
And you still think y'all are roommates.
Right. Well, I mean, he was back here last night, and we kind of got in a huge fight, and he stormed off. So his stuff's still here. I don't know what to do now. I don't know how to handle it. I'm just really pissed, and definitely there's no way that we can keep living together.
All right, let's have a little debate here, okay? Melissa, I want you to argue on the side of not sending the pictures out.
Okay.
And Jen, I want you to be the malicious best friend that
okay.
absolutely thinks that the picture should be sent okay. out. So, Melissa,
right.
why don't you start?
All right.
You're high road.
Yes.
Jen, you're low road.
Got it.
Okay?
All right, I think that, you know, any action in the heat of passion is the wrong thing to do. I think that it is a bad idea for you to take that picture, and because you're going to lower yourself to his standard, and I think that you have to be the better person, and you have to understand that what's going to hurt him more than sending pictures out of him, you know, doing somebody, is to actually let him have a place to live. Like, you just have to say, you know what, the agreement's done, I'm not taking care of you anymore, and that's it, and then just erase the picture.
I say go ahead and send it out to everybody. Get all the contacts in his cell phone and send it out to everybody because he deserves it. He absolutely sent that to you to be malicious, so why not be malicious right back at him? Give him a dose of his own medicine and send it out.
Eye for an eye, you say, Low Road.
Do it.
Morning, Nicole. You're on Q100.
DJ Low Road.
Good morning, guys.
That's your new rap name.
My thing is, I understand what he did to her was wrong, and I definitely feel for her. But in actuality, she did this to herself. He was very forthcoming with her. He told her exactly what the deal was. And a lot of times, as women, we tend to either hear what we want to hear or think, you know what, after a while, I can change his mind. Karma is a son of a gun. It will come back to him. Trust me, sweetie. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to play any cards. It's going to come back to him, and hopefully you're there to see it when it does happen. But let it go.
See, here's
Just
the part,
let it go and kick him out.
Here's the part I don't agree with you on. Yeah, she might have brought this on herself, but the way that he handled the breakup part of it was so malicious and so angry and so aimed to be hurtful that I can certainly understand why she'd say, okay, you want to play that game? Then let's go ahead and play that hurtful game.
And you know what, Bert? I definitely understand what you're saying, but keep in mind, everything that he has told her bad about the ex-girlfriend, he's doing the same thing to her. Anytime you're with someone, whether it's a male or female, and they're trashing their ex, what happened with their ex is none of your business. And if they're telling you negative stuff about their ex, trust me, that person is not honorable, and in the end, you'll see that.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
I do think that is a definite red flag if you get with somebody and they're complaining about the ex as if the ex did everything wrong and they didn't do anything wrong. It's like, wait a second. But
well, I do think she was the rebound.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Although,
but a rebound doesn't usually last that long, though. It's usually...
Well, how long have you guys been together?
It's been about a year now.
Oh, really?
That's a long time. Yeah. That's a long rebound.
Yeah.
Well, no. We've been living together for a few months, but we had been friends for a year.
Okay.
So, just a few months.
All right, maybe.
I take it he wasn't paying rent.
Well, he gave me some money here and there, but we didn't split it evenly.
Stephanie says, send those damn pictures out. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
Hey.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, when I first started listening, I was like, well, you know, you brought that on yourself. You really shouldn't do that. But when I heard what picture he sent, I think you should send the picture to everyone you can think of.
I agree. That's what I definitely think I should do.
I just can't believe he came home last night and you spent the time fighting with him after he sent the picture.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I figured he'd come home eventually, and I definitely had a lot on my mind to say, so I just let him have it. And all he said was, I told you not to tell me what to do.
There are more calling saying send it out than don't. Hey, Kathy,
really?
You're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Mostly women, I should add.
I have a friend going through a very similar situation. He moved in with a girl, and he told her, you know, we're just going to keep casually dating. She can't get over that. He's dating other people. She goes nuts. And I think sometimes girls just get so attached to nothing that you got to do something crazy to make them go away.
Now, are you sure you want him away? Because this is definitely going to do it.
I mean, how can I continue to live with him after he already did this?
You can. I can't even believe, like Jen said, you even let him in the house.
Yeah.
I mean, he made it clear what he's going after now and what he wants to do with himself. So, I mean, maybe they're back together or something. Who even knows? He didn't say when he was here.
Bert, don't you always say guys do make it perfectly clear?
Yeah, our actions. I mean, forget about the words. It's all about the actions right here. And he showed you exactly what he's about. This is... If he's capable of doing that, he's capable of doing much worse.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty mean.
I mean, we've been friends for so long. I thought I knew him really well. And, I mean, I trusted him. I trusted him with my apartment, with, you know, taking him in. And this is how he repaid me.
Yeah, he's got mean inside of him. I mean, it is right there.
Yeah, he took advantage of you, period.
Hey, Casey, you're on Q100. You'll be the last call on this. Go ahead.
Gullible, gullible, gullible girl. Seriously, this girl, honey, you cannot believe anything that a man says to you. The fact that you even let him in your apartment and accepted him in after he told you he didn't want to be with you is absolutely crazy.
Now, wait a sec. What do you mean you can't trust anything a guy says to you?
No,
yes, you can.
You can't. Absolutely not. You can't trust women either. You know, they're scandalous at times. But still,
so are women.
If the guy is telling you he doesn't want a commitment with you, the only thing she was trying to do was change him. And yes, what he did was wrong, but she was just hoping in the long run she could change him, and it didn't work. So if I were her, I'd just let it go.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't think he did anything wrong up until the picture, because it sounds to me like he was telling you where he was at. He's like, no commitment, no commitment, no commitment. You assume that there was.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, but Casey, you're saying you can't trust a man on what he says. He's been telling her all along, look, There's no commitment here. So he has been honest. Now he just turned into an ass, though, about it.
Well, I mean, the fact that he didn't tell her that he was seeing another woman, of course. He's going to tell her that he doesn't want a commitment, so she should obviously know that's what he wants, and he's not going to tell her.
Yeah.
She should be smarter than that for a woman to know. She should have been smarter than that.
And the language you used was he made it clear that no commitment. Like, you used that language. So he made it clear. You admit he made it clear. And then you used the, you know, the powers of your assumption to think that all of a sudden you could create this fantasy world, and it didn't exist.
Chaz wants to tell you that if you send these pictures out, that it may be pretty dangerous. Hey, Chaz.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I had a similar situation with my ex-girlfriend, and I was in the military, and we had some trust issues going on, and I had naked pictures of her, and I didn't send them out, but I posted them on MySpace and Facebook.
Ooh.
Wow.
And so all her friends, all my friends, everyone saw it, and she called me crying and just, like, said she's going to take me to court and everything, and it was just not a good time.
So you wish, looking back at it, you didn't do that.
Right, because now we kind of are friends now because it was over 2 years ago, but it's just, it's never been the same.
You guys going to get back together?
Oh, no way.
All right, Michelle, what are you going to do? You have any kind of, like, hunch on if you're going to send these things out or not?
I mean, I'm leaning towards yes, but I guess I'll have to rethink about this and what's going to happen afterwards.
Now we got to check back in with you. Let's check back with you over the next couple of days and find out if you sent them out or not. What happened?
I'm good.
Okay. Thanks for calling. At least we gave you something to chew on both sides there.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for calling. Hold on one sec. We want to get some more info from you and have you on in a couple of days.
The Bird Show.
All right, we got a wrap-up proposal. Sharon here, see what happened to her over the weekend. It's pretty much the same story every time we talk to Sharon. We could have played any one of these conversations that we had with her. Hey, Sharon, what is lined up? Like, what is any different this week than there has been for the last couple of weeks that makes you think, okay, this is going to be it?
He has a Christmas tree in his place, uh-huh. And underneath his Christmas tree is a small box, and it's a little ring box.
What about earrings?
Shut up. I'm not talking to you.
Well,
you can't do this.
I'm in denial.
Sharon, the only thing is why would he put it underneath the tree already? Yeah. If he was trying to surprise you with a ring, he would have kept it hidden. Don't you think?
You're not even thinking like a person with any kind of common sense because you're so eager to get engaged.
Okay. Yeah. I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Yes. True, but I think it's going to be on Christmas. That's what I think.
Okay, so as the story goes, if this is the first time you're hearing from Sharon, she's called us four different times.
Right.
Yeah, and they have been dating for 5 years, and I totally understand where she is, because once you've been dating for that long, which is the same situation I was in with my husband, you're ready for them to propose. You're ready to take that next step in your life, and they are just not on the same page. So it gets to that time where every special weekend, or he can even sneeze funny and you think he's about to propose.
The anticipation is there with every move,
yeah,
right?
You're just anxious for it to happen. And so you get yourself all psyched up in your mind that it's going to happen. So we understand where she's coming from. We just didn't want her to be disappointed around every corner.
So there that little box was under the Christmas tree, shaped like it could be a ring in there. This is going to happen.
Here it is.
Could be a ring, could be anything.
Here's Sharon. Hey, Sharon.
Hello.
Hi, you're back on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Did you have a good Christmas?
We did. How about you?
No.
What was in that box?
Do you know what was in that box?
You tell me.
It was earrings for his mom.
What Melissa
for
said.
His mom?
Totally.
For his mom?
For his mom. It wasn't even jewelry for me.
Oh. So when you saw him in the jeweler that day, he was getting his mom's Christmas gift.
Oh, I never said. Yeah, maybe
you didn't
he
connect
was
the two?
Getting his mom a Christmas gift. Yeah, probably so.
Now, was it the kind of Christmas where mom was there also, so you guys were opening up your present, then she was opening a present, then maybe he was, and that last box was there, and then he handed it to his mom, or was it just gone from the Christmas tree?
No, we went over to his folks' house for Christmas, and so he gathered up, you know, the presents under the tree, and he gathered up that box. And so I thought, oh, maybe he's going to ask me at his folks' house in front of his parents.
Oh, God.
And yeah, set up.
Now we've had two holidays though.
And so, so we went there, you know, and it was sort of like he was like playing Santa with the hat on or whatever, and everybody was sitting around, and so he's handing out the presents, and he had the box, and he's like handing everything out, and then he picked up this box and he hands it to his mom. I thought I was going to die.
That was the only box that you even had your eyes on.
Yep.
Everything
yeah,
else.
I could have cared. He gives me all these big boxes. He got me clothes. Like clothes and this, you know.
They were at least the right size, right? Because that's always dangerous.
Whatever.
It didn't matter.
She didn't even try them on.
Yeah,
she's
true.
Like, she's
that's
like,
true.
Who cares?
I remember like my parents told me this story when I was like 5 or 6 years old. Of me at my grandma's house going through the gifts and like uh-huh. I would open a box, it would be socks right over my shoulder. Like, didn't even care. Open another one, underwear right over my shoulder. Open another one, scarf, didn't care. Hand knit by my grandmother or whatever, didn't care.
Throw it.
Toy, game on.
Right.
She's doing the same thing with that earring box.
Yeah.
She's
totally.
Like,
that's what I felt like. And I'm just eyeing this box his mom's got, hoping that maybe he's going to go, oh, no, this is for you. God. I felt like an idiot.
Could you even name like 3 presents that he gave you on Christmas? I mean,
I don't know. Some crappy sweater. I don't know. Not really.
And then we've gone through 2 holidays now. You guys had New Year's Eve to get through, too.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I know. I'm just wondering, what did you do?
Christmas? I was
evil.
I didn't care. After Christmas, I was sort of like, I didn't think he was going to, I was not going to set myself up to think about about New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And we had a kind of a quiet New Year's Eve. And I think, I kind of feel like I'm going to give him till Valentine's Day. And then we've been together for 5 years. So I'm going to have to start thinking about it if it doesn't happen by then. Because I have to get serious.
This is a change in tune from you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe because I just sort of got my hopes up and I saw him at the jewelry store and I thought, oh, you know, here it comes. But I have to kind of think about it. 5 years, that's a long time.
That's the thing that Jen was saying was so dangerous about this whole scenario is that you can't reboot your attitude. It's like you're excited about it, and it's not like you can just turn it off and go, you know what, I'm just not excited about getting engaged anymore, because you know mm-hmm. in your heart of hearts that you are. You
yeah.
can't lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take your husband after you thought he was going to ask you?
Too long.
What's that too long? It's like a day too long. What? Yeah.
Yeah. It just, yeah. It's hard and it's disappointing.
And there's nothing you can do. Hey,
I keep visualizing all these coffee mugs and bumper stickers and T-shirts with "You can't reboot your attitude" on it. Like, you are 3 hours into the new show, and here they come. Buddha Bird is back.
Bumper sticker Buddha.
Hey, Stacey, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
I just have to say, and I feel so bad for this girl. I mean, baby girl, please. There's a saying that goes, you know, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Another bumper
He's
sticker.
Been getting them free
oh,
for 5 years.
No, you did not say that.
I'm baby girl, I'm sorry. He's been getting them for free for 5 years. So basically, if he can still get it for free for another year, he's going to ride this thing out, baby girl. You've got to seriously move on.
Sharon.
Did you say ride this thing out? Really?
He's been riding it out for 5 years already, so.
Well, there's no sense of immediacy for him. I'm assuming, and I think you've told us this before, that maybe you put him in the pressure cooker a little bit. Like, he knows how you feel about it.
Well, yeah, we've talked about it, but I don't feel like I've put him in the pressure cooker. I don't feel like I've, like, been all up in his business about it, but he knows that I want to get married. He knows that I want to have kids.
Does he know that you're disappointed after the holidays?
I might have been a little cranky, but not. I don't think I was obvious, but maybe I was. I don't know.
Now, I know that memory can sometimes be short, but both guys in the room were a little, you know, slow to the punch when it came to proposing to their wives.
Uh-huh.
So I'm asking them, what's the best way to let you know for sure you're the one I want to marry, I want to get married, but then leave it be? Like, well, how should she communicate with her boyfriend finally, and then let it go?
My story is just a little unique, and I've told it before, that Stacy gave me an ultimatum. I got a job in Dallas, and we were living in Washington, and she said, this is where my whole life is. This is it. My parents are here. My friends are here. I went to school here. So if you want me to pack up and go to Dallas with you, I'm sorry. You're going to need to give me a commitment. And she gave me an ultimatum. And I waited to the very last second. I said, hey, will you come to Dallas with me? Will you marry me? So the ultimatum worked in my case.
What about you, Jeff?
I think with Jessica, it was never really an ultimatum, but I think the thing that weighed at, like, she said one thing to me when we were going to a friend's wedding that I think made me realize, you know, that how not important it was to her, but how...
You're on a deadline?
Not really a deadline, but how foolish it just was that we weren't engaged yet. Mm-hmm. And it was when we were going to a friend's wedding, and she just pointed out the number of weddings of people that we have been to. Mm-hmm. Or that we were going to, like, this is, uh-huh. Hey, this is the fourth wedding that we've been to of people who have met, gotten engaged, and gotten married since we started dating.
Together, right? Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, their entire relationship, you know, went in the course of ours, and I was like, all right.
So it's obviously a guy trait.
Loud and clear.
It's obviously a guy trait.
Maybe you boys will just drag your feet until we say something, because I'm about done. I'm about, like, I'm going to be a single girl. What did she say? Giving away the milk for free?
Right. Well, that's such a Millie Pete thing to say. But this is the biggest, I think, miscommunication between men and women, because you got to remember, guys, weddings and guys and proposals is not something they're looking forward to. It's almost like they're taught this is the end of their freedom, where women are kind of groomed to dream about the day in which they'll get married. So I do think it seems consistent that guys are a little slower to getting it done, but, you know.
Inevitably, though, and I've said this before, that I really do think that it's a smart idea to have a deadline day in your head. And I have pointed to too many friends of mine, women specifically, that waited and waited and waited 5, 6, 7, 8 years. You know, they started dating dude when they were, 22 years old, and now they're 30 years old, and he dumps her, and now she has to start all over again, and she's just looked at the last 8 years, you know? So you know, if it was my daughter, I'd say set a date in your own head, and if he makes it, great. Don't pressure him. Don't tell him about the date. If he makes it, great. And if not, then it's time to move on.
And you said, remember, you said that to Tracy mm-hmm. when she was hoping for Scott to propose, too.
Yeah. Morning, Q100.
Hey, Bert, I agree with you totally. I was at a point where I thought about it day in, day out, and it was making me sick. Every time he opened his mouth, I was like, oh, he's going to ask now. He's going to ask now. But I got so disgusted that I was just like, you know what? Forget this. I gave him a deadline and not really told him that this is your ultimatum. But I kind of said, you know, if anybody's together this long, it's ridiculous if they're not married already. So I thought I was kind of planting the seed and that would kind of rush him along. Didn't happen. I got so disgusted that it was at a point where I was like, I don't care if we get married. I'm getting myself ready to be single again. So it's good that she's turned this leaf and she's not really as desperate for it as she was, because New Year's could have been just horrible for her, but it was just like another day and they enjoyed it. Well, when I got to a point where I didn't care anymore, that's when he finally was like, hey, honey, they're having a bridal show this weekend. Do you want to go? And I was like, for what? To torture myself? Not interested.
Did you say that you told him what that deadline day was, or you just had it in your own head?
Oh, no, I told him. Well, we had friends that had been together for like 10 years, 7 years, and they were still just dating. And I was like, you know, if anybody's together longer than 3 years, that's just too long. You need to break up already.
Yeah, the only difference here with me is that I don't think you ever tell him what your deadline day is. I just
think
you have it in
your head. Well, yeah, because it was way long after 3 years when we got engaged. It was like 4.5 years.
Yeah, you're always moving that line in the sand.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It didn't happen this time, but I'll give him to Valentine's Day. It didn't happen
Valentine's
Day. Exactly,
because you don't really want to break up, but you want to move into that next phase with that person that you love and adore, so... Hang in there, but if you get to a point where you're enough is enough, seriously be at that point. Don't just, like, you know, make up stuff to get him to the altar. Decide within yourself that this is enough for me, and at that point, as my husband likes to say, the stench will be off of you, because they said that men can smell a desperate woman miles and miles away.
It's true.
That stink will come off of you, and then he'll realize what he has, and you'll be married.
That goes both ways, too. Like, when you're a single guy, women can smell your desperation.
The stench of desperation.
Oh, yeah, it's so true.
It's not even a smell or a whiff. The stench. Like the rotting flesh of a roadkill raccoon.
All right, Sharon, good luck with everything. I guess we'll, you know, check back with you in a couple of weeks or so. I don't know.
Well, she said Valentine's Day at the beginning of the conversation.
I give him till Valentine's Day, and then I'm taking my toothbrush out of the house.
That's a start. Right. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The Burt Show.
We were reading emails the other day, and we got to one, and we're like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. We're like going through looking for stuff for the show. And one paragraph stood out to us in this one email. This is what wasn't in, you know, specifically what she was emailing about, but we all had the same reaction when we read in the email that for Christmas this year, I went all out and I got him all these great personal things. He got me 4 $20 shirts and 2 DVDs. Wow. And we started talking about that because, you know, what a bummer if you really put, like, I mean, if you start shopping in November and really put some, you know, nice stuff together.
And he gives you the sort of last minute.
Yeah, whatever was in the, you know, $20 DVD bin at Target.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that type of deal. So we talked about that. And without having more information from her, we can't pass absolute judgment. But we're all in pretty much agreement that he probably isn't really into that relationship. I mean, if
there's
the
definitely
DVD,
imbalance there.
Now, if the DVD was something along the lines of, like, let's say she's, you know, a big fan of the movie Gone with the Wind, and it's like a classic movie, and she loves it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to go find, you know, some
the
rare
edition,
behind
this right.
director's cut edit or something of Gone with the Wind or
because it shows thought.
Right.
But yeah. Obviously he didn't, or she wouldn't have written in the email just that it was this generic thing. And,
it would have been.
It was like, oh, he was so sweet, and he got me this, my favorite movie of all time. But that's obviously not what he did.
So he went out and got Men in Black and, you know, something like that. So the agreement that we all made when we were in the room is that that relationship's over.
Yeah. I mean,
like, inside of 90 days.
Yeah.
Like, he probably won't make it through Valentine's Day. And that's when the ceiling opened up and the ray of light came down and we realized that we were blessed with a gift.
A little asbestos. But, yeah, so I'm saying, you know, some kind of, you know.
404-741-1005. If you're interested in this, then you can call up and tell us what you received for Christmas. And then we can tell you whether or not the relationship's going
to
last.
Yeah, it's like we can make the predictions just by knowing the answer to that question. What did he give you for Christmas?
The telephone number is 404-741-1005. Melissa, now if we didn't know Melissa and Katie Joe, Melissa got dangerously close to this holiday.
Yeah, Katie Joe cheated. No, she outdid me for Christmas for sure because she was very creative and very personal. It was a very gift of the magi kind of thing where we had actually set a budget of $50. We set a budget of $50 for Christmas because our anniversary is actually this weekend, so we wanted to spend more money on our anniversary than we did Christmas. And so $50 was it. So I went out and I thought, well, you know what I'll do is so that she has more gifts to open, I'll divide that $50 out and I'll get a lot of little gifts, little fun, cool things, and then she'll have more gifts to open instead of just one. And then what she decided to do was she went through her jewelry box and she got some loose diamonds, like diamond earrings where she had lost the other one. You know, several of those, you have those in your jewelry box that you keep. And what am I ever going to do with this? Well, she collected them, traded them in, and then was only had to spend $50 over in order to get me a pair of diamond earrings for Christmas. So if I came to the table and I said, hey, Burt Show, well, you know, my girlfriend got me diamond earrings, she called, hey, you know what, I got my girlfriend diamond earrings for Christmas, and she got me a universal remote.
And like, you're a little imbalanced there.
Yeah, you'd say, well, you know what? She's probably going to break up with you before Valentine's.
But we would get the more
you'd
details.
Say she is the dude.
Yeah.
Right. In your relationship.
Yeah.
Or we'll talk about the, we would analyze that and talk about the $50. We would say, you know.
If I gave you the whole story, you'd be like, maybe not. But if it was just plain, look, I got, you know, I got them this and they got me this, you'd be like, oh, no way. So
here's Kimberly taking it one step further. God bless her. Or no, I'm sorry, Jessica. Hey, is this Kimberly or Jessica?
Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Nothing much. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Just trying to go to work.
All right. What did you get for Christmas this year?
What did I get?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Two shirts, two pairs of pants, and some costume jewelry.
Now, does any of that have meaning to you?
Somewhat. Not what I expected. I got him an iPod. a tool chest.
Well, see, that what you got him is irrelevant because we have to work just from the guy's point of view.
It's only what you got for Christmas. Now, I think
I think he did his best.
I think he did his best because anytime a guy goes shopping for a woman's clothes, and you said it was, you know, pants and shirts that match or were intended to be matching, right?
But they're the wrong size.
Mm. Well, guys,
did
don't
he go too big or too small?
Yes.
Which one?
The pants.
The pants are too big or too small?
Too small.
See, this is good.
It's good.
Yeah. That's good.
This is good.
Yeah,
that's
you're,
good.
You're fine, Jessica. Yeah. Not only did he try, he also thinks you have a little ass. you're good. Congratulations.
You're good. They're always going to make that mistake.
He
enjoy,
loves you.
Yeah, enjoy 2008 in relationship. Hey, April.
Hi.
What'd you get for Christmas?
It's for my sister. She bought, she mostly got, like, sweaters and things to wear around the house.
Sweaters and things to wear. So she got sweatpants and sweatshirts for Christmas from her boyfriend?
Husband.
Husband. And that's it?
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, husband.
Yeah, but he got like a $1,500 TV. He always gets like big things like that.
It doesn't matter.
It's not the exchange. It's only what she got.
Yeah, that's basically like all she gets for every like birthday, holidays, everything.
Status quo. They're gonna be fine. He's just thoughtless.
Oh, that's good.
So, he's just lazy.
Yep.
Nice.
He loves her. He's just lazy.
Thanks.
See you, bye.
That's my prediction.
Yeah. Hey, Christina.
What if we're
how are you?
Wrong.
Yeah. We should be taking numbers down and follow up with them at the end of the year.
We should.
Hey, Christina.
Hey, how are you?
What'd you get for Christmas?
I kind of got the same deal, like the little odds and ends. I got like Bath and Body Works lotions, a teddy bear, a little watch, scarf and hat, and a little pajama pants.
Now, the question is,
what are you complaining
about?
That's
a good stash.
That's good.
What were you what were you hoping for?
That's about it. I really wasn't hoping for anything. I like Christmas to give more than anything. It's fun that way.
Okay, so you're fine.
He did good because to get all those things, he had to go to several different places.
Okay.
So that means thought and lots of shopping, which both guys don't like to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome.
Hey, Christina. Christina?
Yeah.
Or is this Christian? What did you get
Christian.
For what did you get for Christmas, Christian?
I got a BlackBerry.
Oh, he loves you.
Yeah.
Oh, does he love you?
Why are you confused by that?
I don't know. It was just, you know, it was something I didn't know if I wanted or not. And he's more into it than I was.
Yeah.
Give yourself a share in that.
Yeah.
Well, he has one, too. I just have the newer one with the GPS.
See, the best, he gave you the BlackBerry. The best thing that ever happened to Jessica and I was her getting a BlackBerry.
Really?
Because now she understands.
And she's in your world.
Like, she understands picking up and looking at the blinking light.
Or is he telling her she talks too much?
Talk with that, too.
Yeah.
And that's why he got, here,
how
take his BlackBerry.
Read
and,
into
you know.
That?
No, I think it means that he loves you.
Aw, well, thank you.
And if
especially because your technology is better.
That's true. That was a sacrifice
for
him.
Yeah, he bought you a new phone with all these gadgets attached to it? Dude, absolutely.
I got to be honest with you. My move would be to keep the new phone myself and then just give, here you go, Jessica. No.
Hello?
Hey, Brian. Sorry I didn't get to you fast enough. What's
up? Hey, that's all right. I got slacks and a shirt.
Slacks, huh?
Yeah, slacks and a shirt. I bought my wife a diamond bracelet, and I bought my oldest daughter a diamond necklace and diamond earrings, and the rest of my daughters, I got, you know, really nice gifts.
Well, the gifts you gave don't matter. The pants and a shirt. It's tough. I don't know. It's going to have to be you and Melissa, you, Jen and Melissa, because I don't.
Pants and a shirt. Well, I will say I like getting clothes for my husband because I like to pick out what I think he's going to like and what I think he's going to wear. So
right.
I can't say that that's a bad thing.
Well, I'm growing. You know, I think I can dress myself. All I want to wear the
watch.
She's
saying that you can. She's trying to help.
Yeah, that's the thought I had is like, you have children together, so this is your wife, right?
Yeah.
So, part of me is like she's just trying to update your wardrobe a little bit.
How long have y'all been together?
Okay. Thank you.
How long have y'all been together?
14 years.
Yeah, she's
fine.
16 years.
I mean, you're fine. She's just telling you maybe to, you know, do a little makeover.
I'll spruce it up.
Yeah.
Hey, Angela, you'll be our last phone call?
I got nothing.
Oh,
that could be a problem.
How
long have you been dating him?
We're married.
You got nothing for Christmas?
I didn't even get a card.
No.
Over.
Yeah, you guys have any kids?
I do.
You have children.
Mm-hmm.
From a previous relationship?
Yes.
Did he get them any presents?
We went shopping for them together.
He didn't do anything on his own for Christmas at all?
No.
And did you married him because...
I don't know.
Is this something that you've seen a pattern in, or is this a first-time thing?
No, he's usually thoughtful. Just because he forgot.
I think you're going to get a late Christmas present. It's going to be divorce papers.
They've been celebrating Christmas in September, so he didn't forget.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
I don't think that, yeah. The Magic 8-Ball is saying things aren't good.
Hey, The Bird Show.